Don't do this, don't do that, don't do anything at all. That's how it feels, right? Sometimes, especially when it comes to food and eating meat. So what exactly is the deal? Well, the truth is, industrialized meat production is an assault on our planet. Take the livestock sector. It generates as much greenhouse gas emissions as all cars, trucks, and automobiles combined. And pretty much half of that is methane, which is 28 times more toxic than carbon dioxide. Then there's the devastation of our forests. They reckon cattle ranching is the driver for 80% of deforestation in the Amazon, causing the loss of a staggering 2,000 species. Plus, believe it or not, to produce one burger, you need 2,000 liters of water. In fact, all the water in an Olympic swimming pool would only make a measly 1,200 burgers. And I could go on and on. The bottom line is, even the greenest sources of meat still produce more emissions than plant-based proteins. So, no question, reducing our reliance on meat and sourcing it locally makes sense for the planet. Of course, there are alternatives. Meatless meat has become big business. The plant-based meat sector attracted $3 billion in investment in 2020, and it's growing fast. And now a meatless burger can even be 3D printed to order. Then there's cellular agriculture, using animal cells in a laboratory to cultivate your chicken nuggets. The thing is, even if lab-grown steak is not your thing, something does have to change. The demand for conventionally reared meat doubled in the 30 years to 2018, and it is continually rising. I'm afraid to say, the oversized hoof print stamped on our planet is unsustainable.